Watson Hall presents.
The Perishing of Sir Ashby Phipps. With Jimin Beg as the Game Master.
And speaking of not remembering things.
Quick, he's trying to start somebody else think of something.
Happened last week.
We've got... Well, we did some gardening, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember you all took extensive notes.
He was running towards something, which was moving. Or he was running away from something, which was moving.
Either way, that's
pretty much my summary of last session.
Yeah. It happened in the garden. You guys explain it to me as if I wasn't here.
He was all over the garden. He'd been reading and having a pipe in the summer house. It was Sir Ashby Phipps with a pipe in the summer house.
When you say he was all over the garden, is that pre or post?
That's not how he died. He wasn't strewn. I didn't use a word like strewn all over the garden.
Okay.
So, something appeared to make him leave the summer house fairly suddenly, because the book was found on the floor. I think he put his pipe down.
He put his pipe down, but his tobacco was still in his pocket, wasn't it?
Tobacco pouch was, yeah.
That was
his brushing. Glasses.
He went out, and then he seemed to go along the path and then abruptly changed direction, and before you know it, he's not taking the shortest route to anywhere in particular, or the easiest route. He was crisscrossing, diving through hedges, running through ponds, distributing swords, I don't know. And then he was sort of cornered, we think. But we can't tell if he'd seen something he was desperately trying to pursue, if he was trying to escape from something and then maybe kept seeing things in front of him that he was turning to avoid.
He ended up at the
But he didn't. He didn't knock or go
door.
In, did he?
No. We saw that was, he didn't that was on quite out. Early on. Nah. That wasn't when he was in full flight.
No. And then he did sort of end up really sort of sprinting for it again, not along the path. It was almost as if he kept. Well, we thought he was perhaps looking for something, and then it was the way he kept abruptly sort of doubling back on himself that was just so confusing. So we're still not quite sure what he saw or heard or believed that he saw or heard.
We know his age, don't we, at least approximately?
Yep, 50-something.
Oh, prime of life.
I wouldn't expect him to drop dead after strenuous exertion for, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, but...
So is that?
No, I mean, he enjoyed recreational tobacco use and was middle-aged. No reason for him to suddenly fall dead after running about madly for a bit.
Medically recommended quantity of, you know, tobacco and brandy and all that sort of thing.
This X marks the spot, is that where he was?
That was where he was found, yes.
Was found with his back to a low garden wall and his hands, well, having perhaps been flung up as though to protect him.
Yeah, we couldn't quite work out whether he'd got defensive injuries or if that was from charging through hedges and things.
It fitted rushing through a bunch of hedges and getting various small tears. There was
and
nothing
we didn't
sizable.
See any big clawed footprints or anything like that, so...
Have we seen...
No, that's my...
Have we been
you
to
have
see
not.
The body yet?
You're asking about it.
Isn't it going to get interred fairly shortly?
Yeah.
So we were trying to find where the body was laid out. And we think it was at the Undertaker's.
It is with the Undertaker's, indeed. It was a bit distressing for Lady Phipps to have in the house on account of his condition.
Yes.
Yeah, fair enough.
No sign of improvement, though.
Stable.
Yeah.
He was laid out in the stable. That seems a little disrespectful.
You had looked at the ground. There was quite a lot of signs of other people's footprints, but it seemed to be people plodding about, trying to work out what was going on, rather than anything nefarious, and none of it was, you know, clawed or hooved or any such thing.
I think he was chasing something that was flying, or being chased by something that was flying.
But it could have been something that sort of leapt out from behind the hedges or just appeared in front of him. We don't know, because we're presuming at this stage that he appears to have been hallucinating it, because there's no physical evidence, is there?
Mm.
And then perhaps his heart gave out, you know?
Didn't feel like that.
No.
I think the chap was being chased. Whether he was chased by things only he can see, I think he was being chased.
Hmm.
Or perhaps initially he was chasing.
Did he sort of do? I was going to say, did he turn and run? But he went all over the place, really, didn't he? We couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, if you trace that. The map from further up where he was starting at the summer house, you know, he goes along the path, and the next thing you know, he's double back, he's zigzagging across there, then he's around the path for a little while.
Yeah.
And then there's only really, you know, another one occasion when he's trying to stick to the path, and that's when he gets back and heads towards the porter's lodge and then delves back into the gardens. After that, he's mostly off-piste.
Mad flight. So when it's these further apart, that's full sprint, brown trousers job.
I think that's how it was described, yeah.
Yes.
Before that...
A lot of mud on his trousers at that stage.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
He's a gentleman, after all.
Until that... So the rest of it is very much quite steady, reasonably evenly paced footsteps... So it's only towards the end that it starts to get quite far apart, and the shape of the prints implies is planting
like
his
feet. I think he was looking for something, then he came across this bush and then started running. Because the rest of it, as you say, is steady, slow pace, and then he finds the bush and he runs.
What would he be looking for that had caught his attention and made him... leave the... Because he left his jacket, hadn't he, inside the summer house? And
his hat, certainly.
You know, and dropped his...
Went
dropped his
without
book.
A hat?
Yes.
Well, it's perfectly reasonable. He's allowed to do that in his own private...
Okay.
Right. His own private kingdom. you know, backyard. I don't think we can criticise him for that. Obviously, he'd have been stoned if he was seen in public. But.
Yes, yeah. A closet nude head? Goodness. Okay. Well, did you guys have a good look round the bush where he seems to sort of turn round in a hurry?
Hang on, which bush was that?
So there's this,
Yeah.
Okay. We had a good look round everywhere.
To the left
we followed
of the
him.
Gardens when he sort of suddenly turns and starts running.
Oh, yeah. Bush. I can't recall specifically if we looked in detail at that bit, but we did kind of try to recreate his path.
Professor, give me some sort of noticing things roll.
Ah, but what you fail to notice is this. Let me just tap out the tobacco on my pipe here. Okay, and now
you
observe.
Felt close. The shrubbery is suddenly on fire.
If you're...
This is vital evidence. Oh, it's smoking. Hang on.
Examine the... Nope. Is a double...
My mistake.
Is a double a bad thing in this? Or am I thinking of Warhammer? I've rolled...
Yes, doubles are crit fails if they're failures.
I have critically failed on a 55 over my alertness. I was going for alertness. Let me see if I've got a skill higher than that.
Are you allowed to retcon which skill you use?
How about occult?
No.
Charm?
I mean, it's track,
well,
if anything.
Already failed at that, Nick.
So.
Alright, okay. Anything but occult and charm, I've critically failed.
Have you got
about the same as the rest of us?
Yeah, the same as my alertness.
than me. Okay.
Yep. Alas, and yet you're still not doing better than us.
Okay.
Well, he's dwelling so heavily in the potential occult aspects of the situation that he is overlooking perhaps some mundane things.
What, like enormous broken footprints, twigs or leaves or something? I mean, if he's wanting to look at the plants...
Yeah, you've done the footprint.
Oh, well, I did the footprinty bit, didn't I? But if you want me to go around and check out all the plants...
There's no sign of him having dropped anything.
Careful there.
Doesn't look like it.
Isn't it traditional for the victim to sort of scrawl out in blood at the scene of his death?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? Finish
it just before you tell who it is. So it's a bit ambiguous and you get the wrong idea in your head.
Apparently he did this in Drunken Spider. A script with which I'm familiar, but not as much as my medical colleagues.
Alberta, how closely are you examining these footprints?
Fairly closely, because we were trying to work out what he was doing, whether he was walking, running, making sure they were definitely human footprints.
I will say, in that area, slap bang in the centre, just before he turns to run.
That's where I wanted to focus on.
Bear in mind, I've not got the map.
So you've got,
okay.
Can I do that? No, not easily.
I can share if you want.
So he got the big central, pretty open garden. He's cut across it.
There we go.
I have looked at the map.
So you've got that bit in the bit, the sort of cricket ground bit in the middle.
So that bush was the bit I specifically wanted to investigate. Yeah. Right where your arrow.
Yeah.
So he's sort of meandering up from the southeast, northwestwards, and then. He sort of, comes round, looks around this sort of leftmost of these three bushes. And then from the angle of the footprints, it looks like he sort of potters slowly to the right, perhaps mostly looking northwards. His feet are turned in that sort of direction as one might if, say, peering through a fence or something, trying to get a sight of something.
Mm.
Although there are fairly looking consistently just looking, just facing north. It's not going round the bushes or anything, as though he were peering.
There's what can we see
another flower bed there, one of these circular flower beds, and there's just the sort of copse thing that leads towards Lady Wed Hall, really.
Can you see, like, any windows in Lady Wed Hall or any part of it? If he was, for some reason, spying on his own house, would he be able
to... You cannot. No. So you spend a bit of time. There's nothing, really, that stands out as something there that he could be looking at.
I have to find
it. And if it was something... if there was... Yeah... Why would he veer off
I'm focusing on this bush. There's clearly nothing there, but maybe it was actually at the further house. Away, whatever he saw.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking at what's further away.
Anything?
But we can look at the shrubbery as well.
From that little line of three bushes that you seem to be looking northward.
Realistically, he could probably have made out bits of the roof of Lady O'Hall Hall over these various trees, but primarily what you're seeing from there is trees. That's basically
it. Could he have seen the glasshouses?
The greenhouses? A bit.
Could over
on the right
the
there?
Stone at one of them?
It looked... It's a fair distance. He's not... I mean, it seemed to be in reasonably good
that
shape.
That could explain why he missed, because none of the greenhouses were broken.
Yeah,
there we go.
Maybe lost a sense of depth perception, perhaps.
Evident. Oh no, other way around. never mind. All right. And no other footprints in this. Why don't we do some like concentric circles, starting at the bush and going out, and seeing if we can find anything else at all around there. That's what I'd like to do. What everyone else is doing, until we go off to see the stiff, and then I'll accompany them.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll step back onto the path and watch okay. what you're doing then.
Shall I stop my share?
Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to start.
Yes, thanks. I've found it. I've got it on my phone now anyway. So
walk in concentric circles around and around, looking for any footprints or fag ends or any evidence that anything or anyone else was there in that region. And then I'll stop when I get tired of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So after about three circles.
Yes, 30 seconds later.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, can I just check where he was found? That's a low wall, is it?
The other side of it. Does.
And it leads to the orchard.
Yeah.
But he was facing... the other side of it, but he was facing southwards.
But it sort of looks as if he went to go off to the west, along the path there, and then sort of had to turn back and got trapped in there, as if something was stopping him from going in either direction, and he couldn't get over that wall or whatever.
I mean, when you say... That was exactly what
not, not terribly. You would expect...
How high is that wall?
...moderately fit man to be able to pull himself over it without too much difficulty.
But how tired was he, and was whatever he thought was there close enough that he didn't want to turn his back?
Well, saying that, I mean, he ran to the wall, and that's basically when he then the footprints get small again, if you would. So, what about, you know, why didn't he try and hurdle the wall?
And what, perhaps he was too tired, as John says, or...
Perhaps there was something on the other side of the wall.
What's at the south wall, like right at the bottom of the garden? Is that the main fence?
That's the main estate wall.
So he wouldn't have got over that.
There were signs, of someone having scrabbled at that wall.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a bit of back and forth along it, as though perhaps someone had...
Done a jazz number?
You know, well... Perhaps, you know, gone back and forth a bit trying to find a spot where they might scrabble over and failed to do so.
I see.
We should probably try and look at things like the state of his shoes. If he'd been trying to scrabble up a brick wall, it's going to show, you know, scrapes on the top of the things where he's been slipping around the toe, rather than just what you would expect to see from going through the hedges and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, the great detective says you tell a lot by the state of a man's trouser.
Indeed.
Although apparently you can't tell it from his shoe.
No.
I'm not talking about his trouser.
Either trouser.
Okay.
Found
anything, Professor?
His body was taken to the undertakers in the clothes it was found in, and those are all there at the undertakers.
Yes. Have I found anything, Mr. GM?
What were you looking for? Sorry, I missed that.
I'm walking in circles around where he turned round.
Oh, that part. You have not.
No, there's nothing here. No. Disappointing.
Well, I think... Perhaps a very close look at where he was actually found, just to see if there's any further clue we overlooked there. But other than that...
Perhaps we have to see what state he was in. Maybe, he'd been a bit too imaginative and scared himself to death. What book was he reading? Out of interest?
Well, it was quite innocuous, wasn't it? Yes, that's right. I say innocuous, I mean a poisonous tome.
Bleak House. Does have details of poor people in, doesn't it? So that may have been enough to
set him off.
Bloody crusade about poor people.
Exactly.
Hello, I'm Charles Dickens. I write about poor people.
Yes, that's very much his idiom. That's right. Thing about poor people, don't pay as much as rich people. Otherwise, I've got nothing against them.
Oh, look at me, I've got a social conscience and a beard.
Not that I've anything against Mr. Dickens, you understand.
Yeah, it's a pretty good beard, to be fair.
It's His beard was
all. I can't believe the only time anybody's come to defend anything I've said about Dickens over the past 2 weeks has been his beard.
Well, yeah.
They're with you on everything else, but the beard.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't knock his beard.
Don't diss the beard, man.
I would be equal opportunities. I would offer my services to the poor.
Actually, I take that back. His picture on Wikipedia is a rubbish beard.
I don't remember it being like a Darwin-esque beard. Charles Darwin, though, he has a beard.
Well, I mean, that's...
Does he have a stitch?
That's where he kept his dodos. Yeah.
I don't know if he did have a beard by now, that's true. That's a rubbish beard.
Something's tickling the back of my mind as if we're perhaps deviating from the point slightly by talking about how many dodos Charles Darwin may or may not be able to keep in his beard at a future day if or if not he decides he wants a beard.
Let us go to the Undertaker, if that's all right with...
Yeah, I suppose we should.
Yeah, you have discretion to do these things.
Well, we want to look at him before he's
inhumed.
I was trying to think. Stuck in the ground.
I mean, you said interred, but I'm not sure how much more interred you can get than being found dead in your own garden. Right, is there anything else we need to do immediately sort of around here? Because obviously the Undertaker isn't going to be right here. We're going to have to head out for that. So if there's anything else...
Did he have a study?
Yeah, he had a study, he had a bedroom, you know, all the usual stuff.
Yeah. We've not really looked at his rooms in the house, have we?
No, probably because I don't suppose we've been looking at it from the point of view of what happened before, because we weren't told of any unusual... In fact, I think we did ask about unusual behaviour, and we're told that he'd been absolutely fine. It was normal for him to go to the summer house...
Yeah, that all
seemed to be okay.
Mm.
Well, we've only just scratched the surface, haven't we, of the investigation.
We probably should have Dickens arrested. I mean, that's the only
just on spec.
Every time we have any investigation ever, that seems to be your first port of call.
Eventually, I'll get the bastard.
In about 4 years, I believe.
Hmm. So,
oh yeah, oh, dear.
Are we off to the Undertaker?
Yes, go on then. It's a grim business, okay. But needs to be done.
Probably reasonable to prioritise it for reasons of time.
Now, if anyone feels any unpleasant spiritual vibes, they're very
vibes.
Term. if anyone feels particularly psychically resonant or any troubles, I will protect you. I have experience in such things. Do not worry. The spirit world cannot hurt us.
I've always had a good dose of bicarb works wonders.
Oh, important question. How psychic actually is Professor Zane?
Not at all. About
as psychic. He's taking the piss. Have you not figured that out?
Cheese.
This is how he knows that spirit world cannot harm him, because he's got no conception of it whatsoever.
What check did you want?
To be psychic? No.
No, I don't want to check. I don't want to be psychic. Looks like a ghastly business. Goodness me.
Ectoplasm.
I've never experienced this. This is not something that's coming out of my character's mouth. He's never experienced anything more spiritual than having a wank in the toilet.
I see. Highly spiritual.
Yes.
Right.
That's
yes,
the kind
you,
of guy he is.
You make haste to
Don't
the
look
mortuary.
Like that, John. That was a perfectly normal metaphor.
It is in what? The care of Botherman's son. They, of course, you have some sort of note from
a letter from
yeah, of course, but also as respectable persons who are no doubt acquainted with the Phipps, it's very natural that you might wish to view the body,
part of the tour, after all,
since it is not lying in at the house.
We wish to pay our respect. Presumably a doctor's pronounced the death. Did they do... Has there been an official examination of the body?
The doctor has certainly taken a look, sir.
It's before a doctor pronounced it, everyone had been saying death.
Okay. Oh, I think it was a pronounced...
So keep up if you can.
Okay, long day. Okay, but there's been no specialist in deathness.
Well, that would be ourselves, sir.
No, I mean a medical specialist, other than the doctor. I mean, I forget the term for the...
And an autopsy, sir?
That's the one. Yes. Any
good
of that?
Good grief, no.
No?
Okay. No, there was no suspicion of anything improper, sir.
I saw one in London once. Absolutely horrible. Nearly threw up.
Recommend it highly.
Are you sure you wish to come in, sir?
Oh, we've got to examine the body. Come on, let's do.
It may be his first thoughts, but it's not mine.
Yep. You are, you know, the certificate has been signed and so on. So there has been, a doctor has pronounced the death and so on.
Now, I advise you all that I'll take a quick look just to make sure the spirits are rested before we proceed further, and then I'll beckon you in.
I see, sir. Just through this door.
Oh, Jesus!
yes.
All right, I'll do a perfunctory sniff and then let the others through.
Yeah, roll con. No, it's as expected. There is some faint incense.
How dead is Sir Ashby?
Isn't this kind of a binary scale?
5 days ago.
5 days.
He is or he isn't.
5 days dead.
But it's the answer to a different question.
How long is Sir Ashby fit?
About 6 feet.
6 feet, aren't
but there? Not under. No, not yet.
All right.
Right, so... clothes and so on we'll have a look at.
It is an invitation to the funeral of Sir Ashby. I do not have a handout.
The state of the body, I presume, is going to... corroborate what we've been told about scratches and injuries and that, which will presumably have been tidied up a little.
Absolutely. So
he's got a rictus grin of horror on his face or anything.
So
I will ask the undertaker if they've got his original clothing.
He has been dressed in a new. He has been washed, dressed in a new set of things. All the appropriate services, yes, indeed. He notably does not have an expression of ghastly terror on his face.
First corpse we've seen that has it. I am at the back looking a bit pale at this point.
Anyone?
Just like that opening credits scene from Quincy, where he flings back the sheet and all the police one by one run out the room or slump to the floor.
Very much where I am. I haven't actually seen
Anyone other than the Rev seen a lot of corpses ready for burial?
God, no.
Ready for burial, Captain?
Well, ready for burial? No, not really. I mean, I normally see them basically in bits.
Pretty fresh. Yeah.
Ready for burial by an artillery shell, perhaps.
He's still moving, not ready for burial. Bang. There you go.
So, I mean, the Rev will recognise the skillful touches of, you know, the... certainly not makeup. A deceased gentleman would not dream of wearing makeup.
He wouldn't be seen dead in it.
He's been touched up a bit as... If you look closely, there are signs of those scratches and so on that were mentioned, but they have been covered up with, appropriate
grease paint.
That's what I was thinking.
Putty.
Depending on size, I suspect.
Right.
His clothes have.
So this is a pretty good one.
I'm just going to head to the I'll say, and I'll back out to the room.
Yeah, he has a calm and dignified expression as befitting one of his station.
They must have done a bit of a work on his jaw.
Yeah, they're well paid, tell you what.
I'm not in the room at this point.
I suspect it probably ends up with just the captain and the reverend kind of looking at it from a professional point of view.
Have they done that?
It's not his original face, you know.
Yeah. They have been stored carefully and they're happy for you to. They will eventually, of course, be returned or disposed of as required. So. There's a green silk waistcoat, frock coat, suit, obviously. Various small tears. There's various scents, including pondweed, which makes a degree of sense.
Okay. There'll be a few very small thorns
in there. There's definitely what look like the sort of scratches you get from running through shrubbery. Shoes, socks, turnips are all muddy, distinctly muddy. Bit of green from some pondweed. I think you were particularly interested in some details of the shoes.
Yeah, to look if he'd been climbing up the wall and would have scratched the toe caps of them and that.
Struggling to get over.
Yeah, there is that sort of. You know, he's got. They're not his best shoes, but he's got.
Well, not
otherwise in good nick, but yeah, they've been scratched where he's flung himself against a wall, perhaps, and tried to pull himself up.
Yeah, so that really just shows that what we've surmised from the route that we saw is clearly right. He has tried to get over that wall. Didn't seem to be anything that our slightly more medical men would recognise as more a defensive injury than a...
not really any injury.
No, just scratches.
Is there anything on that part of his arms?
Look on that part of his arms. Again, you've got a few scratches. His hands have had quite a lot of attention. This is the kind of thing the captain will definitely have seen. Someone trying to claw their way out of something.
Yeah.
His fingertips are ragged. Which fits again with what you saw. He's got some broken nails and that sort of thing.
To me, this does. Is anyone else thinking this leans more towards running from something of which you're terribly afraid, rather than trying to catch up with something? It seems the scrabbling and so on. Just
I think definitely towards the end. I think Ben, I would agree. But I think
what you're thinking maybe a Indiana Jones, Well of Souls type thing where, it's beautiful. Oh, it's not!
Well, it's almost like when he got to that tree, at the point where he starts running, it's almost like he's been following something, maybe.
Hmm.
And then he catches up with it.
It's quite not informal at this funeral home, isn't it? That'll be the front door, sir. Just a moment. Right. I can't think of anything else I need to inquire about here. I may perhaps, having paid my respects, step out and finally puke in a corner outside.
We'll check his pockets and we will check turnips and whether they're
a few bits
of
leaf. A few bits of leaf from a plant that shouldn't be there, you mean?
A very small brain cell, I don't know. Some bits of leaves and stuff. He does have that tobacco pouch in his pocket that was mentioned. Mm-hmm. And his glasses case.
Perhaps we should just take a small sample of that tobacco. Just because we took some out of the jar, always a possibility.
Take the whole thing if you want.
I've heard that Indian hemp stuff can be awfully refreshing.
Well, let's have a quick sniff. I presume it smells like tobacco, doesn't it?
It does.
Could have been laced with something. We really need to find somebody who is a bit more of a scientist in this regard. Could test to make sure nothing's been added to it. I don't know how you'd go about that.
Well, a doctor of some sort?
Try smoking it.
Yes. I mean, while I appreciate that there is a certain school of thought that says...
It smells like good baccy. I'll have a go.
But if it's been laced with something that causes madness and possibly death, my hesitance.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
I mean, he's not known for doing anything, well, I was going to say sort of unusual or wild. Fun is the word I think I'm after. He seems to be a perfectly normal Victorian gentleman, except that we're not aware of anything going on behind closed doors. But perhaps that'll come out.
Certainly not that his wife has told you.
Yeah. Oh, she
would. There wouldn't be the first line of inquiry, would it?
So I suppose we've got to...
have you not seen
servants.
The whipping room?
Check over... Right, shall we just retire somewhere to compare notes and see if we can come up with a plan of action?
Have you found out what killed him? Can they tell you? I've left the room.
They haven't done an autopsy, though, have they?
The doctor.
It would have just been something like, you know, oh, it's nervous exhaustion or.
Apoplexy.
There you go, apoplexy.
Must have put something on the death certificate.
Apoplexy.
Yeah. Well, it's that or natural causes. I mean, take your pick.
Is that the one you get from monkey?
No, it can be a stroke or a heart attack or basically anything. Sorry.
Brain hemorrhage, anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warning shot to the back of the head. I mean, there's many possibilities.
Right. Dead. Okay. All right. Did you find anything else interesting?
Not that immediately leapt out at us. Certainly the case of Sarasri. surprise, it's all a big jape. right,
no,
so...
So there weren't any obvious... Okay, right.
Perhaps we should go to the pub, have a pint and consider where our position is.
Excellent idea.
Not that I know what the pub opening hours are in this particular period. I'm very... You've thrown me with the setting of this, because I'm... I know a reasonable amount about four decades earlier, and I know quite a bit about three decades later. But this particular area, apart from a preponderance of check trousers, I'm not too hot on.
Well, we are roughly at lunchtime on Saturday at this point,
so the pub
is certainly open.
They serve food? Oh, that'd be unlikely at an English pub, wouldn't it?
Surely a pork pie would be involved somewhere.
I thought we were talking about the cause of death.
Do they have a tea room or anything like that?
Maybe we could.
Let's just get some beer at the moment. Hey, get the old grey cells. I don't mind. No, shall we go and get some beer?
I'd rather get something to eat, sure, if you don't mind.
If we ask very nicely, I'm sure the landlord can pop out somewhere and get us a few victuals.
I'm sure that the landlord will stare at you for a few moments in silence, as if you've just grown a third head.
As I start putting the guineas on the table, until he goes, "Oh yes, that'll do nicely, sir."
I think I can ask my wife to rustle something up for you, sir.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Splendid. Well, let's carry a couple of pints over to the table.
And laddie, I'm a captain. I'm not a sir.
Ah, captain. My apologies, sir.
A professor here, though, so you know that.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect, perhaps.
I'm fine with Mr. You know,
anyway, I've always wondered.
Thank you. Right, so, cheers. Now then, what have we got so far? We know roughly fairly precisely where he went and where he ended up.
Yes,
you do.
He appears at the moment to have died from
clockwork thingies.
Ah, yes, like a clockwork. Death appears to have been not from any external blow or wound, but from something such as a failure of his heart.
Something on the inside.
Yes.
Sorry,
now that
I have some
what,
medical training.
What caused that? Well, I mean, it could simply have been fright, it could have been exhaustion, it could have been some sort of toxin. Perhaps if he'd had something that made him hallucinate, as with some mushrooms, they can lead hallucinations, and then they're fatal, but not immediately fatal. It's later on, which is why I'm concerned about sampling things like the tobacco. I think we need a more scientific test.
Mm. Right.
So what do we think then? Having seen everything, has anything leapt out as being unusual and not fitting the narrative that we're sort of building up here?
Well, there's nothing in his history. I think you told us, did he normally take a stroll around the gardens in that way, or did he normally just sit in the...
Some of the time, probably.
Okay.
It's probably what catching would tell
I certainly don't think he'd have normally taken a stroll in that way.
And then died. No, that wouldn't be typical behaviour.
Running through the pond and that kind of thing.
I'm just wondering if he was out for a stroll and he encountered something unusual.
And possibly
or
running.
He saw something, which is what we're thinking at the minute. He saw something that made him come out and investigate.
What makes me think that is that he was sitting, got his pipe, it was his second pipe, or maybe his third, I can't remember. So he'd obviously been there for a while, relaxed. He may perhaps have been moving towards finishing up what he was doing or whatever.
Mm.
But the book was on the floor.
Yes.
Now, if it had been me, obviously the book would have been in the pond. I would have hurled it through the door. But he seemed to be enjoying it, as far as we know. So he would either, you would expect, put it on the table with a mark or a dog ear to show, depending what sort of a Philistine he was.
Dog ear books, you do know that.
Yeah. To show where he was. You wouldn't expect him to balance it precariously on the edge. You wouldn't expect him to sort of stood up and put it down and missed the table so it ended up on the floor. Unless something caught his eye, distracted him, and he left the room very quickly.
Now, how do we know he didn't knock at the porters? Did you ask the porter?
Yes.
Hmm. And they didn't hear or see anything?
Porter was there, possibly asleep, but though the he was used to being woken up for deliveries and bits and pieces, so he was in his own words, he's a light sleeper, and he didn't wake up that night for any reason.
And would the door have been locked then?
Yes, well, the door would have been locked, but there was a bell, and obviously there was a knocker.
And you would have expected a man in some distress seeking help would have been hammering on the door and shouting.
Indeed.
But there doesn't seem to be any evidence of that.
Indeed, an important person like Sir Ashby, if he saw something suspicious, for example, might well knock on the porter's door and say, Porter, come and come with me, get up, we're going to look at this or whatever.
So there was a shout heard from the hall.
Yes.
But not by the porter.
This is definitely not an oversight on my part.
But if it was when he died, just before then...
That could have been far enough away.
I mean, the porter may not be quite the light sleeper he thinks. It's conceivable that even if it had woken him up, he wouldn't have registered it was a shout.
Yeah, I mean, if he's used to waking up for knocks...
I wouldn't call that an oversight, but obviously I'll enter it in my review now that you've pointed it out.
That's what I expect.
I'll let Pookie know about that one.
Yeah. An inexcusable slip.
So it was an extremely, extremely enjoyable adventure, except for one fatal flaw.
I can't help noticing. entirely burned by suspended
so.
We've got lots more we want to investigate. Maybe we should talk to the doctor, see what state he was in before he was cleaned up.
Ooh, actually, anyone who's got any kind of medical knowledge, you can roll it for me.
First aid? Pretend
that is not likely, is it? Oh dear God, I've got zero.
Yeah, go for it.
10%.
Oh, I've got some first aid.
Yeah, I know, I can see that, but...
I have a first aid of 30.
I don't know if he's got 10% in first aid.
Amazing.
Still alive!
Or is that 0-0 in them?
It is.
Pretty sure that's a complete fail.
No.
No, it's a failure.
I've got a first aid of 50 and actually have rolled underneath for once. Uh-huh. So I have rolled...
And I got a double 4, which is under my skill.
Marvellous. Okay, I mean, Rev, you would know this, definitely. Okay, for a start, you'd both know, if he was running, he wouldn't have had breath to be yelling, probably, if he was from the look of those footsteps. So it would have to be before whatever set him off. If he was having an apoplectic fit, he definitely would not have been able to shout, Rev. You are confident of that.
Yeah.
So...
Hammering on the door, even falling on the door, is still a possibility. But
why leave it? You know,
sometimes even corpses move around, hammer on things, even shout. So I wouldn't rule anything out.
Oh,
at this stage.
That's helpful.
I can assure you, Prof, that basically what you get a moan from them, and they do sit up. That could be quite a bit of a laugh.
Yeah. This is to be kept very quiet because the captain's never been prosecuted for these activities.
you get one of your green lieutenants and you get them.
All right, not another one of your stories.
When you say green, are we talking about somebody who's been dead for a while, or are we talking about somebody who's fresh to the army?
Somebody who's been fresh, just out of
Sandhurst. During the war.
I remember in the Crimea.
Short version, if he had some sort of apoplectic fit, the shouting must have come before that happened. But he wouldn't be doing a lot of anything if he had an apoplectic fit.
Were there signs of a struggle, like on the floor, with the legs kicked to ground or anything, when he was just... He stopped and he died.
He stopped, he had a look of absolute horror on his face, and he was found dead.
Oh, he did have a look of horror on his face until they rearranged his face?
Yes.
What I'm saying. If you look, I'll take you into the body if you want.
No. I already got everything.
How far into the body do you need to go?
No, this is a really grim version of Fantastic Voyage.
Right, roll on your puppetry skill.
It's just the same Sorodi without the shrinking.
That's even more terrifying than Keith Harris in Orville.
So next.
No, I wouldn't go that way.
You are enjoying probably some mutton, I suspect, or at least eating some mutton.
Oh, right. That
some beer, decent beer. What's your plan next, ladies and gents?
Well, just working out from the clues we've got whether there is an obvious discrepancy or direction. I mean, we'd been thinking one suggestion, I don't know if I suggested it or somebody else had, was that if he was hallucinating, that could explain why he went towards the porter's lodge and then went away. Because if he believes he's seeing something, he could have seen a face come out of the door. He could have been going to knock on it or ring the bell
and then turn
away. So
it
perhaps lends itself a bit more to this idea that he was seeing something that another person wouldn't have seen.
He could have thought he was somewhere else entirely.
So, if we grant this, then what caused it? We don't have any sort of obvious proximate cause.
No. The possibilities that we've looked at so far frankly, they seem a little unlikely, but I think to be thorough, we should try and find a way to get this tobacco sampled and confirmed that it's just tobacco, nothing else.
Some strange mushrooms at dinner that nobody else ate.
Well, I mean, and also, this is a question out of game. Well, actually, no, maybe actually within game, because to be fair, the captain has served over in Afghanistan. No sign of any. Well, I'm guessing that the body was too scratched and to pieces for any sign of, I don't know, anything actually that might have been administered.
What, you think injected or something?
Yeah,
you could certainly have had. You said you were inspecting the body for scratches and stuff. You know, so obviously, you know, you didn't see puncture marks. You didn't see bite marks. Crucially, you know, it doesn't appear to be a speckled band situation.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that with the scratching though, so say for something like a hypodermic, you just wouldn't spot because
Yeah, if it was in a suitable location, then yeah, you might have passed it off as a thorn, certainly. But it's basically tending to be there's. I mean, he had a, you know, if you think about the clothing at the time, you know, it's there's places where, you know, a thorn has scratched. There's lots of light lacerations, basically.
Now, are we focusing too much on the last match? Should we work out what he did on his last day?
Well, that's the logical step. Was he under any doctor's supervision for any reason, perhaps? Had he been travelling in an unusual area, being followed by some shady individuals who'd come back from...
Did he receive any letters? Did he try any hallucinogenic drugs in his last day?
Yeah, did he get an envelope full of withered fruit pips? I mean anything a little out of the unusual. We should look into these sorts of ideas.
So we need to sort of follow his last day, find out what he got in the mail, or if he got any messages.
Ask the staff as well.
She is a widow.
The widow, because it's possible that something may have occurred that Sir Ashby wanted to keep
a widow. So it seems a bit tasteless.
Oh, she is.
Oh, we could lead her into it, Jim.
She may have noticed, don't you think? He's bright green, stiff as a board, and laid out in the undertakers.
Oh, right. Yes, all right. Yes, fair point.
I mean, she'll get a bill from them eventually, so you're not going to be able to keep it quiet. She also told us where he was. He's in the undertakers. Oh, yes, having a spa treatment, is he? Well, no, actually.
It's
not work experience, either.
With some of the...
what are you trying to say, Professor?
A lighter touch, is it?
Yeah.
All right, that's looks like your touch of the light of the Ferrisex.
Anyway.
He's just offering the Ferrisex a lighter touch, that's all.
Yeah.
I believe in affairs of the...
So we've heard...
How much beer have I had?
If you want, Bref, I'm sure I can find... I'm sure that our good landlord can find you a shovel.
Now, Captain, I would prefer Professor... That's all right. I know. I don't mean to be you know, all haughty. But you know, we don't call you Coopt. You know, so
you're fine.
Professor. I mean, I did work very hard for that.
Well, I'm sure.
Whatever
it is that makes you a professor.
Yes. What's your qualification in?
A decision by the board of a university, typically. Which university is it again?
I think we should further investigate the University of London. I'll get around in.
I don't know the University of Woolloomooloo, but I'm sure it's perfectly respectable.
One of those Dutch ones, isn't it?
That'd be Woolloomooloo, I think. I'm not very good on Dutch pronunciation.
No.
I mean, he has told me what the E stands for, but obviously, Alberto.
Well, we know him, though. I mean,
we're just trying to ignore it.
Right. Right, if we've got specific questions then for the widow or the staff, should we get those sort of in order so that we know what we're... So that we seem a bit more professional, perhaps. Is there anything anybody is thinking is information that we need to check out?
Oh, what's her inheritance?
Okay.
I would expect that the usual approach would be that the estate would be left in trust for the son.
And
I think we can be reasonably sure, is out of the frame completely.
I was just thinking that. I think the captain is married. So okay, let's not go down that route.
there is the question of remarriage, or what if something happened to the son? If you start looking down the view that it could be murder for a personal gain, we shouldn't assume that it's the only murder there's going to be, because killing other people might move towards that goal where killing one person would not.
How old's their son? He's away at the moment, isn't he?
He's in, they think, Italy at the moment, based on the last letter. He is.
See, that's dubious, isn't it? He's away in Italy. That's a bit of an alibi.
20? Maybe 21?
Oh, he's a colour youth.
Isn't this a bit late? It's a bit late for the Grand Tour, isn't it?
It's still happening occasionally, but yeah.
I thought it had gone out of fashion by the mid 1800s.
He's on a walking tour of Italy.
Right.
With some friends.
Zante.
Yeah.
Walking tour.
It's nothing so grand as the Grand Tour. It's simply.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just, around. He does not have a bear leader or any such thing.
So all that we know for certain is that his last moments were completely out of character for the way the man's been depicted to us. He was pretty solid, pretty normal, and something seems to have potentially unbalanced his mind. We have no evidence of what may have done that, if it was something physical, which would seem to reinforce the notion that it was a mental aberration.
Does it seem reasonable?
So unless we can find a substance that would have caused that, where does that leave us investigating? Any thoughts?
What's just happened? What does that mean?
Well,
the summary.
Say, it looks as if he was being entirely himself. He's a perfectly normal, staid, Victorian gentleman sort of thing, up until his last moments, really, which are very out of character. And we haven't found any physical evidence of someone or something that caused it, which seem to reinforce the notion that it's a mental aberration that's caused this. But where has that come from? Unless we can find evidence of a substance.
Well, maybe we should have a look around his.
Why has he suddenly gone like this?
Are there any escaped prisoners? Any unusual?
But we've got no evidence.
Spiritual phenomena in the. The spirit world often leaves no evidence, so perhaps...
Is this how you justify your bill? There's no evidence, which I can assure you is conclusive proof that it was an attack from the spirit world.
You have no evidence of a ghost.
You can see there is no ghost here.
Yes, exactly.
Which demonstrates exactly. Yeah.
Well, we could. Have we checked his last moments, his last mail? Anything unusual?
We should probably look into the mail.
Look in the newspaper for any unusual occurrences in the area over the last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Ask a few local characters.
Any local drunks. Learning about fishmen or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know who some of the people he hung out with are, so there's that.
I shall head to the newspaper offices and investigate any unusual phenomena.
Is there likely to be a newspaper office here?
So, the big thing that...
Good point.
The only thing that...
Is there a library already?
So the only other thing that we were told about was the fact that the Fate had been here, was it last week or the week before?
The Fate.
The Fate.
The May Fate.
Yeah, there'd been something of a...
A
disagreement.
Well, I can see where it is next and where it's been.
And there was a altercation over the marrow.
True, yeah. The prize marrow.
Yes, Doctor,
was
I was having an altercation over the marrow, naked as you do, when I slipped. And
well, that's what I shall go to the library. They've got local newspapers and stuff. And, yeah, check the Fate rotor. Anything unusual happen, where it's been, where's it going next?
So
anything unusual happen in the whole area. I'm used to doing this sort of thing. Before I go to spinsters, I do extensive research into any tragedies they've had, because it really helps the cold. It really helps the spiritual humours.
Connecting to the undead. No, the dead.
dead or undead, I'm open to both.
Yeah. I mean, there is, of course, a library... which is in the house.
But that's the only library in the village?
In the village, yes. The village, it's a village. It's a farming village.
So it doesn't have a library?
There is no public subscription library.
Sold newspapers anywhere? Or do the servants keep it?
What's the nearest town? Presumably that would be the nearest newspaper.
A little bit further away, you've got Lincoln, is the main one. Grantham is closer. Sleaford.
That would certainly have had a paper. I mean, you've got a lot of small publications, but I mean, they're not all produced necessarily on the spot.
Before we head too far out, I will see if this library... presumably the servants keep hold of newspapers for something.
We need to go through his recent correspondence and so on... Anyway, to see if it was something out of the ordinary from typical business that he would have dealt
all
with.
All is discovered, you must flee. That's good stuff.
And wasn't it who won the marrow?
A dark horse.
So red herring, the right dark horse.
It was an outsider.
If this scenario turns into some kind of Wallace and Gromit Curse of the Werewolf, I will give you a huge respect.
It's possible it's been leaning in that direction for some time. Behold, a dark horse, and death rode on him carrying a marrow.
Mrs. Beverly won
Beverly.
Prize marrow decision.
Oh, right,
we need to talk to her, don't we?
I can't believe I am making a note.
Yeah. It was a grudge match between Colonel Farnby and Mrs. Yates of the Sundries.
Mrs. Beverly won the marrow, though.
Yeah, so it wasn't Mrs. Yates.
Mm. So
she sort of came out of nowhere. This is the thing, dark horse, you see.
Yeah.
If I understand this note later...
I'm also interested in this fortune teller.
And there was indeed a mysterious fortune teller who was actually telling real fortunes.
Well,
so
they all say they're telling real charlatans. You're very credulous, Captain. I think we need to...
Well,
a bit more training in these matters.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't need to be true,
Captain. He says, making a note for his future appointments. Have you considered the services of a professional occultist? Yes, we probably should. I think we did ask a few questions about the gypsy fortune teller type, but I'm not sure if we got any information.
So. Lady Phipps had not been to see the fortune teller herself.
Right.
She was aware of a fortune teller.
It must have been pretty close to
who was actually putting it all together?
The parish council.
Right, so we're going to need to speak to people on the parish council to make sure we've got contact information from things like, you know, where did the fortune teller come from?
And was the fate there on the night of... So it has to be his fate.
No, it was on the 5th of May, because it's the May fate.
Nearly a month earlier.
Oh.
That's
but
the biggest thing that's happened
all year. Simmering
marrow-based
resentment.
Was Colonel Phipps one of the... Captain... Mr. Phipps, was he one of the jilted marrow men?
He was the judge.
Sir Ashby is the judge of the marrow contest.
He judged the marrow.
But was he ultimately the victim of it?
Well, did the marrow ultimately judge him? No, he didn't. Of course, forget that stupid.
Parish Council, your contacts are Reverend Zachary Wallace and the curate Loris Chalmers.
So, most likely perhaps to open up to a fellow reverend.
Mm.
Presumably this was the thing Mr. Phipps did, Sir Phipps?
Sir Ashby.
Sir Ashby did every year the marrow judging?
Oh yeah, it's one of his responsibilities to, you know, be the... Most things, certainly.
Why are we fixating on that marrow?
That was the controversial one.
Who's fixating on the marrow? I think it's basically you.
Yeah.
It's still the talk of the village, is it?
Yeah.
Even though he's been a murderer.
I think there are going to be some sideways glances to this dark horse. I presume she's from the village, not an outsider as well, because that would have been...
Nay.
Probably, but you haven't identified who she is yet.
Yeah, all right, we've got to look into the stuff about the fate. You're right.
Definitely a Persian fortune
teller. I'd forgotten the fate.
Judged the marrow.
It was a bit
and
of
found them wanting.
Just found a spelling mistake. That's terrible.
Two R's in there.
Dear Pookie.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go back to his house, rifle through his smalls, check the mail, that sort of stuff.
Yes, in a slightly more professionally presented form, perhaps.
All right. Always professional. Presenting form.
Right. Library use? Is that in this game?
I think it's a risk.
Oh my god, it isn't!
You couldn't steal such an iconic skill. Just all the mechanics.
Yes, but that's how you do everything in Call of Cthulhu.
I mean, it should be called library use still, for Gaslight at least.
What are they going to do? Copyright library use. Right.
Surely it's always streetwise.
Research. I have rolled. Fucking hell. Never mind.
I see.
It wasn't a critical fail. I haven't rolled under 70 this whole event. Mind you, I haven't been here for much of it.
I've also not rolled under 70 there. The study, where was it again?
So I'm no chance. Sorry.
Big house, can't find your way around here. Could somebody send a servant to help?
They're lost in the informal gardens. Oh, oh my god.
I rolled 19 on my research.
Shim stoically sits there watching it slip away.
No it 14 here and I have 30.
Ah. What were you trying to find out?
I don't know.
I was rolling because everybody else was rolling and failing.
we're looking through where the fate has been, looking through his library and checking local newspapers.
And his recent correspondence and so forth.
But I've announced that to everyone, so they can all do that.
Yeah.
Because rather than assuming that you'd done it competently, we've all thought, right, well, I'd better do it properly.
I'm too busy autographing my own book and then dropping it again.
Yeah, that was the first thing you did.
Yeah, somebody's defaced this copy, send it back to the publisher.
Yeah, sounds reasonable. Right, which one of those things do you want to find out at first?
The thing that particularly interests me is what would have been in the newspaper that he read on the morning of his death.
Mm. Yep. Simple answer, nothing terribly notable.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is to say, I haven't even prepared a handout.
Wow, okay. Have we examined the copy of Bleak House he was reading?
Yes.
Good God, no. Okay. Well, yes, we have.
It is extremely ordinary.
Okay.
Dull, right. Indeed.
So no, the other thing I suggested...
Not the special printed indentura ink edition or anything.
Papers for the last few days, in case there's anything out of the ordinary, any unusual sightings, any things that someone attuned to the spiritual world may understand better than the average mundane person.
So,
yeah.
So basically looking for rich men who've died recently and the details of their widows. That's mainly what you're attuned to spotting, isn't it?
So, Roger, what's your angle on this? So you don't want me to call you Professor, so I'll call you Roger.
Roger?
Well...
Oh. I don't believe I've revealed my first name to the rest.
Oh,
of
I no, I.
It's on your business card. With diagrams.
No, I like the mystery. The E, Adam, stands for erogenous. As I shut the door behind. That's how it's normally.
On your way out, I see.
I'm just going to say, hang on, I'm outside the building now.
Damn it.
I've got it again.
Right, so, okay, Rev, Spencer, and anyone else is looking at newspapers in the study.
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
I just failed miserably.
Yeah, okay, you've lost interest. Well, you are both in the study, so why don't I tell you about this, the library? It's probably where you are.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Most of us are in there.
Yeah.
Probably the captain is arsing about with stuff on the mantelpiece.
I've got sidetracked writing rubbish and poppycock in the margins of other spiritualists.
No, I'm sure there's some exciting little matchbox or something that he can be having a fiddle with.
Anyone else want to say anything before Shim accosts us with a description of the library? Okay.
Sure.
Continue, Shim.
So gracious.
I see you there, Mark. Modest sort of library, very typical country house stuff, you know, encyclopedias, lots of theological works and books of sermons and, you know, directories of captains of thingamy and such and such. Various periodicals. He's obviously got quite a lot of things, like, you know, agricultural periodicals and that sort of very worthy sort of thing.
Farmer's Wives is not an agricultural periodical, I'll just point that out.
True. He does subscribe to some popular magazines.
Basil.
Household Words, you know, all those. I'm just saying that, let's get a rise out of John. It's tidy, it's obviously been kept in good nick.
Thank you.
Kettering can indicate.
Surely the kettering is done in the kitchen.
Sir Ashby's favourite seat was by the window.
You're terribly pleased with that one, aren't you?
I'm very pleased. I'm trying. Sorry.
Yeah. There is a lingering scent of tobacco in that spot.
Have a sniff of his chair.
Oh God. Not the seat. I'm presuming that would be.
No, just the general ambiance of the.
Everything all right, Captain? Would you like some time alone?
You will notice
off the chair.
There's a chair. There's a side table with a small stack of books on it. Notebook, inkstand. Your eyes will perhaps the professor might be distracted by the splatter of dark liquid on the carpet nearby.
Reverend, Captain.
Good heavens, the servants are being dilatory.
Yes, is this, is there any way of checking what liquid this may be?
Well, is it still
I
wet?
I bend down, I wet my finger, I lick it.
No.
And then I lick my finger.
Okay.
Does it taste coppery?
It does not.
Do they
still
have a dog?
Nothing really comes off.
Sorry? Nothing comes
off? Nothing really comes off. Well, you're not getting that. The carpet's not stuck together.
Now, how much are we talking here? If it's motion lotion, how much? Sorry, I told you I had some medical training. How much are we talking here? A noseful, a thimbleful, an armful,
a penful?
Probably closer to a tablespoon in total.
Wow.
I will bend down and I'll have a sniff.
Oh God!
Yeah, it does not have the distinctive coppery odor.
Something like that.
I think it's blood.
How about if we pour a bit of water on it and then dab it up
with a bit of paper or something, just see if it changes colour?
Yeah, that'll spot ink at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there is an inkstand on the table.
That's the obvious thought, isn't it?
The ink?
Very similar.
No, he has red ink.
This man has blood for ink. Okay. Let's have a look in the notebook then.
Yeah. So you've got...
So, staying on the floor, probably.
Yeah. Otherwise, you've got a volume, a book that is has been left open with a bookmark in.
Oh, hello.
Fireplace is not lit. There's a slightly odd fire screen. It's got great sort of bold patterns and colours on it. There is a box of scrap paper for fire lighting.
Why would you say odd?
Yeah, does it look very out of place with the decor?
It does look very out of place with the decor. Does any of you have anthropology?
Yes, I'd say the chances are nil. And sure enough, that's the skill level I have in it.
I have got 30 points in anthropology.
Go on.
Roll your 70. Go on.
All right, Robin Laws, I can see your point. Let's see. Oh, suck it, Robin! 23.
Pick that. Yeah, you would say this is in a traditional, perhaps Southern African style.
And nothing very else around here looks.
No, everything else is very much classic country house.
Southern African style fire screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but he never went to Africa, as far as we. He must have done that, Victorian gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
I seem to be in that sort of Victorian gentleman.
I campaigned down there, but
I say, do you see how I believe this is Southern African in origin? Nothing else around here is. It's interesting. Maybe we could ask Lady Phipps.
Gift from a relative, perhaps, or a friend who's a traveller.
Could be. Yeah, Captain. If you've been to Africa, you'd recognise. Oh, yeah, that probably is.
Mm. Well, I was just thinking. I mean, for stuff like that, it might be worth, I don't know, Empire Law British or something like that.
Do they have a lot of fire grates in Africa?
Oh, I roll 33.
Is that good?
That's under 70. I actually I am quite good at Empire Law.
Yes.
Well,
indeed.
That's how you get to be a captain, isn't it?
I've just been everywhere in the Empire, that's all.
You've seen some very, very similar fabric to this in the Cape. Well, at least from the Cape.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah, they weave it themselves, don't they? It's rather well done, actually.
Wait, it's not a fire grate then, what is it? It's a
screen.
No, it's a guard.
A fire screen.
A
fire guard.
Keeps the glare off and any sort of stray sparks and things.
Okay. Is it abstract or is there a particular...
It's probably supposed to represent something, but you're not familiar enough really with the art style to say. Captain, you'd say it's not abstract as such, but it's not a picture of anything.
Not in itself a smoking gun, really, is it? It might have just had.
Well, it's hopefully not smoking, no.
No,
all right, let's remember to ask Lady Phipps about it.
About an African connection. We see that could be relevant, because if you're thinking that, you know, which we're checking his correspondence to see if maybe something was sent to him recently, could potentially have been from somebody who travels overseas.
Right, does this look like it's... Is there smoke on the inside? Is there anything on... Has it been there for a while? Or is it brand new?
It's doesn't look brand new. It should look
really
faded.
Get smoke on the inside.
You'd get scorching and stuff, though, wouldn't you? So.
Potentially.
Yeah. No, okay. So it has been used...
The captain wants to put his head up the chimney.
Yep.
Can I have a good sniff, are we? Are you totally out of snuff, Captain?
Yep.
Anything exciting up there? You know?
A huge packet of cocaine.
He's got a head like a five-year-old boy.
No, it's a fairly ordinary chimney as far as you can tell. Some, you know, usual sort of stuff. You know, there's fire irons, there's the box of kindling.
Let's have a look in the box of paper.
Yeah. You got, you know, scrap wood, bits of cloth, paper.
Well, let's unravel all the paper. Is anything like "Ugh, the three-lobed burning eye" written on it?
You've got some. Yeah, they have got you know, some bits of newspaper.
There isn't
the
sort of
few days
half a partly burnt, incriminating thing in the grate.
It's funny you should ask, but there is handout 7.
A handout.
I only asked because everyone else was sticking their head up the chimney and looking through the kindling. And surely the whole point of a cold fire is that you can check what hasn't been burnt. A handout. What have we got?
There should be a legible version. You may want to... look, the text version is the easier to read.
Not when you got my eyesight, young man.
Oh my god, that's a... Alright, yeah, let's go for the legible version.
Oh, could that be any smaller? Jesus.
Oh god, yeah. Ah,
right.
I'll revert to...
It should be a reasonable size...
Zoomed in.
Mine's come up. Come up, trumps.
Yeah,
I've gone for the.
It's displaying weirdly, I think.
That's all right. I've got it screen width now, and that's just about readable for me.
Strange vicar in Anglican dress, around 30.
Scandal.
Jaundiced, unshaven, rimless steel spectacles. Reading to me from particular book. I was alarmed and cried out. Cast book into fire. Try to throttle me, wicked priest. Heretic? Nothing. Okay.
In hot, damp forest. Impossible trees blotting out the sun. Temples of grey-brown stone painted boldly, half-covered in vines. Countless insects. Native musicians with wooden pipes, colourful gowns, led into temples, strong incense. Eerie singing, strange temples, moon in Leo, nothing. Vines, abundance, riches, fertility. Travelling through a wood, bad luck. Trees bearing fruit, gain.
Hills covered in lush green trees and sky impossibly blue. Strange square buildings. Pyramids, but no sand. Pith helmet! Scrambling up broken steps, sketching and mapping. Trying to find a sandwich in my pocket, but only a nasty little statuette. Bowen woke me in the garden. Appallingly embarrassing. Thank God the man is discreet. In a strange place without reason. Imprisonment! Or acquire land unexpectedly? I was really very drunk.
In a market. Dark-skinned natives bustling with baskets and cloth. Something sweet to drink. Heavy scent of cooking meat and spices. Walls painted brightly, roofs of thatch and leaves. Market. Danger of pickpockets.
I'm guessing you can't see this. Horrible nightmare after lunch. Meeting natives in tall cloth hats. Companions got into arguments. Stole goat. Pursued through god-awful forest. Foully hot and full of thorns. Trees growing faces.
Quiet evening outside, lovely sunset. Dreamed of a ship on the high seas. Storm sprang up, ship tossing awfully. Leviathans leaping from waters to crash against us. Sea monsters, not good. Thunderstorm, affliction to the rich. Aboard a ship, a good sign in danger of wreck. A sign of danger.
Entertaining morning guests. Farm be there, but otherwise only animals, most peculiar. Something like a great squirrel, big as a horse, but face stretched like a curlew's bill, drinking tea from the pot. Monkeys scampering about, lizards and snakes, great spotted cat devouring the bread and butter. Rainbow parrots. No idea what to say to them, kept repeating anecdotes from school. Only Farm be laughing. As I said, I was really very drunk. Right, so he's having...
These are presumably all different dreams.
Are any of these...
Anyone got natural history or its equivalent?
let's have a look. I have a natural cult. History. Can I interest you in a cult? Yeah.
Which cult?
Oh, I've got anthropology.
I've got insight.
Which cult?
Not, I've already ticked that.
Not natural history, though. Right? There's history.
It's very much unnatural history.
It'll probably come under science.
Yeah.
Science, something like that.
Yeah, none.
Let's go for a difficult knowledge, then.
Okay.
How about survival desert?
No.
Theology? No. All right, difficult knowledge. So what is that? Where's knowledge?
Your...
Is it intelligence times five, is it?
It's one of those, yeah.
Okay.
Because there isn't an education in this, is there?
Correct. I've critically failed that one as well with a 6.
Oh, excellent. Well, just missed.
Made 18 out of 50 on int times 5.
You've perhaps seen a book or something like from it, passed by a missionary in South Africa. This description of the peculiar curlew squirrel thing, you've seen a picture of those. It's a sort of gigantic anteater. That is does sound like it might be a real animal.
Now,
huge bushy tail.
Ever been to Africa? Is that right, or not that we know?
Hasn't really been anywhere, as far as you can tell.
So, but you've probably read it.
Probably would have known what it was.
Well, what about descriptions from somebody who has been there, such as the as yet unknown person we think may have given him this fire guard, which is one of the most. I mean, you'd expect like an African tribal mask or spears or something like everybody else gets.
Who's this fire guard? Well?
It's probably some kind. I've been reading about.
Well, Farnby's a possibility. Maybe old school friend, perhaps.
He's probably this Freud chap I've been reading in a journal that fell from many years in the future. talks about the subconscious. Oh no, that would be more of the other.
You're thinking of the subcontinent, aren't you?
Yes. I'm going to stop talking. The university was Hull, by the way.
Creatures in the id.
So, all right. So he dreamed of an anteater that someone probably told him about.
So let's have a. I'll have a look through any of his correspondence we can find to see if there are letters from overseas from somebody who's writing about
or
things
called,
he's encountered, you know, in Africa
chap
or whatever.
Called Farnby.
Or some chap called Farnby.
Had he attempted to burn it and had failed, or was it just in there crumpled up?
Well, that says it's in the
just in there
box,
crumpled up,
doesn't it? So that's
Could I just check? Is this one note or a bunch of them?
It is some crumpled bits of paper.
Okay.
And has this come from the notebook that was next to the inkwell and so on?
Looks like it might have done.
Any other?
So,
I mean, I'm not surprised.
Should look through the rest of that then.
Absolute gibberish that makes him look like a complete lunatic.
Who was? And Bowen's one of their staff.
Is that the cause?
Bowen is the valet.
Ah.
Right, okay, so we need to ask Bowen about when he woke Sir What's-His-Face in the garden.
Couldn't have had sleeping sickness or something similar, could he? Was he always nodding off? Or?
I don't think that's the main issue here, is it?
Okay.
The notebook, these pages are torn from it. Are there any sort of similar descriptions and things written in that haven't been torn out?
Nothing like that. No.
What about the last page? Is there a blank page where the page before has been torn out?
Because
if so, I'll get a bit of ash or soot and just smear it over the page to see if there's any impression left on there.
Yeah, so there's not a blank page after it. It looks like something's been torn out, and then there's what looked like some notes about the estate.
Right. So if I smear that over, all that's going to come up is the outline of a giant cock and balls.
That's my favourite. One of my favourite bits in the Big Lebowski. But one piece of detective work he does. No.
You'll hear a gentle knock at the door. Excuse me. Was you wanting anything, gentlemen?
A tea set, please, and some cakes would be ideal.
Who is this?
It's the maid who brought you the tea previously.
Yes.
But before you go, could you realise this may be a somewhat irregular? You'll understand the situation itself is irregular. Problem. Could you describe for me Sir Ashby's behaviour in, say, the week leading to his death? Was there anything unusual about it that struck you? Obviously, you had observed him some. I have an array of social skills, should they be relevant.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not for me to say, sir, but
obviously, our discretion is assured.
Well, He was a little short-tempered, perhaps, which is very very unlike him. He was a very reasonable gentleman.
Right.
But, she will, in fact, sort of notice that you are looking at these spots on the floor. He spilt the ink all over the carpet, sir, and I was just dusting it, Sir Richard. I do when necessary, and he called out Balderdash, so he did, sir, which I don't think I've ever heard him say. And
pretty rum language.
Called out and
an absolute shit.
Then I heard a sort of clatter, which was the inkstand. Of course, I went over to see what was the trouble, and he'd knocked over the inkstand. And to be honest with you, sir, I'd say he threw the book aside and knocked the inkstand with it.
He was reading at the time, was he? Do you remember which book?
It's this one, sir. Put it on here to left it open to dry, sir. After I cleaned it. The one open on the table.
I see.
And the book open on the table is?
It is... Handout 9.
On you go, then. Earl Grey for me. Thank you.
Of course, sir. Of course.
Nocturnal Rebel.
Oh God, there's a lot of it.
Do you not feel obliged to read all this out?
And now 9.
Well, the page has just gone white. Oh, there we are.
But broadly, it appears to be about sleepwalking and similar.
Oh, it's got that cool thing where they say like thrift instead of thrift.
The long S, is that what you?
That's what
about?
I mean. Yes, yes.
That's touching the first of these. There are some people who are fast asleep, leap out of their beds.
It's written by a Yorkshireman, burn it.
And the book.
Convenient purging.
This sounds much better just picking random words.
The black seeds of the male peony.
No.
If you approach anything as if it's written by Lovecraft, you know, it sounds much the same, except this uses the words breasts, which would never crop up in any of Howard's writing, I'm sure.
Since you probably can't all crowd around that, the other book that he seems to have been reading is Handout 8.
Oh my God, it says sex in it.
Good God.
This is the one he said poppycock about, is it?
Handout 9, Nocturnal Revels, is the one he shouted Balderdash and threw it aside.
Well, maybe he was expecting something different from a book with that title. That might be one.
Perhaps so, yes.
Right, I'll have a look at him.
A bit racier. Yes, he appears to have been reading Handout 8, and it is bookmarked at page 572.
Is this the Phantom of a Poet's Dream? Yeah. You know, he's looking into dreams, which would make sense if the things he's written about are, as they appeared to be, descriptions of his dreams. So that would suggest that dreams like that were unusual for him. They were not something he had normally all his life.
Now, look, he's written something in the margin here.
Nothing springs to mind.
Now, it's underlined. It says...
With the guilty conscience.
We can, however, readily conceive that when the mind is oppressed or disturbed by the recollection of some event underlined it dreads to dwell upon, then it may be disturbed by the most terrific and ghastly images. A guilty conscience, underlined ? With a nothing springs to mind, will unquestionably produce restless agitation and tumescent dreams.
Did you say not tumescent? definitely not Lovecraft.
You're not slipping that one past me.
Okay.
See, I read it as awe-inspiring.
Oh, that's
right.
It's a strange font.
easy mistake to make.
He's been called worse.
This does suggest that rather than, as we were thinking, some sort of immediate poison, there was something that was acting on him over a period of days at least.
That may explain. Well, I mean, yes, one of our things was perhaps he was, I forget the correct Victorian term for bonkers, but he was clearly troubled by something.
Eccentric.
Did you read the rest of that? Wait, did you read the rest of it where it says...
I don't care if you read it out, but do at least read it.
Do we know a doctor?
An ingenious
Fleming.
Naturalist called Dr. Fleming.
Dr. Fleming, yes.
Is he still alive?
Would those notes have been his nocturnal?
So it suggests to keep a nocturnal to register their dreams. Doubtless such a journal might turn out to be a very amusing psychological record. Well, they had to make their own entertainment
and then, but then there are all the pages that he's torn out of it for some reason.
His nocturnal
emissions, if you will.
So it suggests he was troubled by dreams, was trying to get to the bottom of them, tried the suggestion in this book, and then was like, F that for a effing C, threw it into the fire.
Possibly.
Well, they were in the kindling box, which suggests that he was going to be...
He wasn't actually setting out to destroy them, he just felt them without value.
Yeah, he just eventually thought...
Well, that makes me wonder, who would lay the fire in here? Because if the servants do it, it's rather odd to put that stuff that he perhaps wouldn't want them to read, necessarily, in the kindling box.
How about he scrunched it up, threw it across the room in a fit of pique, they then pick it up and put it in the kindling box, thinking he just doesn't want to put it anymore.
Perhaps.
Especially if he's a little bit more agitated than usual. I wonder how long he has had his bad dreams for.
Well, so this other handout is really all about sleepwalking.
Yes, they
get out of bed, unlock doors, go into streets. It talks about how they are mainly young people in the flower of their years and strength, which he wasn't. They have fermented humours.
Cool.
But could he have been... I suppose he could potentially have dozed off in the summer house. He was, let's not forget, reading Bleak House at the time, so that's a strong possibility. And then
he could have been
sleepwalking.
That might be why he's random.
We need to ask Bowen when he discovered him in the garden.
Now there is a second part to this handout. He talks about younger people having sleepwalking, but then those who are troubled with the incubus or nightmares seem to be melancholy, older. They're apt to conceit that this is some external thing comes and lies upon them, which they fancy to be some ghost or hobgoblin, yet truth it is, it proceeds from inward causes. They perceive some heavy thing lying on their breasts, as if it was stilling them. Does he mention anything like that in his dream nocturnal?
Not in what you've seen.
Obviously, the cure for all this is a regular diet. Avoid false suppers, avoid excessive liquors, use convenient purging, and
no self abuse.
Cornflakes!
Masticate 32 times.
And the black seeds of the male peony, as we have discussed, are much commended. Does anyone know what a male peony seed looks like, and are there any around? Did he try that?
What pervert you take me for, sir?
Any black seeds around here?
Well, how about checking if he's had any planted recently? I don't know about the season or when you plant these things, but it might be something that he's perhaps decided to cultivate.
Yes. Okay.
So we can look into that.
We'll ask the gardener. So we don't know whether he was troubled with sleepwalking or nightmare.
Well, we do. Well, we know.
Yeah,
it strongly
suggests that
we can ask Bowen.
Yes,
but it sounds like the nightmare's first and sleepwalking later.
Yeah,
well, reading this nocturnal, it's all none of it is that. You know, there's nothing really exciting there. They wonder if
no, but from his point of view, it's perhaps more disturbing. It's more real. It may have come out of nowhere, and so he's attributing
he's trying to find out
it to some sort of... not just a natural thing. Oh, you know, I've been having bad dreams because I've got a lot on my mind.
He obviously has an imbalance of the humours.
Yes, yeah, he needed a good...
Well, an enema, probably.
Well, yes, an enema is what I can say. Good purging.
So, in terms of the correspondence that we've got on his desk, is there any evidence of anything from someone from Africa or who had been travelling to Africa?
There's nothing that is obviously.
Or, what was Farnby? Was the name? Was it? Yeah, or Farnby? Was
he's only featured in one dream. It sounds like an old school friend.
If you, yeah, I mean, you've been.
Sorry,
he probably dropped off here at some point, but not.
Just wondering if it could be related to this fire. Rubber thing. What's it called?
Possibly. It wouldn't be unusual for a chap to, you know, drift off in the library with a pipe. You
find out about this fire guy.
I have slept in every room of this house.
You, or if you're going through correspondence and things, you will probably at some point find a you know, a note saying, you know, most welcome to you know, call round for dinner one of these days, Farnby.
Okay, that implies he's local.
Necessarily, I mean, it could be in London.
But, is there an address on it or anything? Was it a note that was?
If it's handed? A note, probably not.
Yeah, so I think he is.
Possibility that the widow would know.
Can't keep going
on this. I'm mainly doing it because it seems to bother you.
Is that fully vulgar?
It just seems like I should keep my hands off her when you call her a widow. Because it all seemed rather sordid.
Sounds,
it's getting hot
it's not
in here.
Fair game.
Does he have a pith helmet?
Well,
he
yeah, there was a
doesn't
mention.
Doesn't obviously
of...
have a pith helmet.
I think
Cairo.
Can we ask the maid if we can speak to Bowen
when she's brought the tea and cake?
Yeah, she will. You know, to come in with some probably some small sandwiches if you are hungry, and some Earl Grey as requested with lemon.
With the crust cut off.
Yeah, or no crust.
No crusty lemons here, certainly.
Yeah.
Right, we have suddenly a number of lines of inquiry.
Let's query this maid. That's how you say it. Was she aware of any nocturnal activities by the...
Can we ask...
Slap
Bowen
across
and...
face.
I beg your pardon, sir.
I'm sorry, what
my ugly friend
was.
Is attempting to explain is...
I'm overly technical, sir. Sorry, Reverend, carry on.
Sir Ashby appears to have been troubled by bad dreams and later perhaps by sleepwalking. Can you confirm anything about that and give us any
perhaps
details?
I wouldn't know anything about that, sir.
Do you know anything about this fire guard, my young...
Put it down.
something foreign, sir, I believe.
Do you remember, has it been here the whole time you've been in...
I'm just trying to think how long she will have been here, because this is, oddly enough, not one of the things I've noticed there.
Come on out with it.
It will have been there for quite a while, probably
it's
before she was
there.
Yeah, right. Before my time, sir.
Just it stands out. Did you not notice it stands out?
It does, rather, doesn't it? It's an horrible thing.
Anything else like that in the house?
Any
perhaps
statuettes.
Fertility idol.
Any priapic sculptures?
Oh, disturbed myself.
I'm not at last. Now you know what it's like for us.
Sorry, please continue.
I don't think there's anything of that nature, sir.
Much of a collector, Sir Ashby, do you think? Did he have any other?
Any other of
them? His books, of course, sir.
That's hardly a decent collection, is it? Did he...
So, poo-poo the man's... the dead man's collection of books.
Well, he didn't have a copy of my book, did he? The dick.
Shows taste.
He's got three now.
One in every room. One by his bed. Well done.
Man's a fanatic. He's got three copies here.
Alright. Thank you.
Will that be all?
Sorry, it's a very personal question. Did Sir Ashby and Lady Ashby, did they share a bedroom or were they in separate rooms?
Well, they had separate rooms. Separate rooms, of course, sir. But, I mean, it's probably a sort of slight hesitant sort of look around.
Did they still fuck?
Well, I thought you were going with, did they shag? Share a bedroom.
Okay.
Which, frankly, in this era is as good as saying, did they shag?
Yes, it's basically, did they share I'm very delicate about how I ask it. I am a charming mofo.
Give me that charming role.
Yes, I passed one. Only because I've got a skill of 80 in it, because I still rolled 73.
I believe Sir Ashby was always quite attentive, sir.
Did a goer, was he?
Thank you for your honesty. That makes our job so much easier. It's much appreciated.
Slight blush, etc.
Thank you for the tea. It really is most delightful.
Oh God! Put
her
down.
I'm just complimenting.
He's rolled well. I mean, thank you, sir.
Can just imagine everybody's going through and discussing all these potential clues, and just in the background, he's there humping the maid from behind, which is so. I don't see any African connection.
Just the sound of aprons dropping to the floor.
Let me show you what they do in Africa. Right.
Okay.
Next
thing, there'll be
amazing
a
midwives.
You'll be the prize exhibit.
might be a convenient point to wrap up.
That might be indeed.
I'm afraid.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we made some progress.
You did. Yeah. You made some progress. You found several handouts.
Well, we appeared suddenly off and suddenly remembered all the things that we'd sort of vaguely said. Oh, we need to do that next week.
No mention of marrows.
You've been talking about. Finding this Farnby, you wanting to talk to Bowen?
Possible lead.
The African connection seems a bit obvious, doesn't it?
There is a Farnby Barrow.
I'm starting to get a reasonable idea. I think what's going on, and I think it might be a little bit
burn it.
Couldn't possibly comment.
Okay, well, thank
you. But that's an amalgam of whatever the B word was and marrow. What was the B word?
Bastard.
Traditionally.
Yeah. Bastard marrow. I would have won the competition if it hadn't been for that bastard marrow.
All right, lovely.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
Obviously, nobody died.
No mice, no horses, everything.
Extremely concerned and worried for an entire week about what could possibly be behind this.
Sorry, I was so quiet. I kind of faded massively.
Okay. Yeah, it happens.
It's been a day.
This isn't one of those indie games where everybody has to be right on top of leaping onto every utterance.
No.
Just as well,
assuming
really.
You've got a token to spend.
Can't be doing with that sort of thing.
Anyway, hooks all round, guys.
Yeah.
See you next time.
See you guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye. Bye.